USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Worldwide confirmed coronavirus infections have now officially hit the 10 million mark. While concern in the United States is focused on big states like Texas, Arizona, and Florida, reporting thousands of new cases each day, rural states are also starting to see infection surges, including Kansas, where livestock outnumber people. The U.S. handling of the outbreak has drawn concern from abroad. The European Union seems almost certain to bar Americans from traveling to the bloc in the short term as it draws up new travel rules that will be announced this week. The infection surges prompted Vice President Mike Pence to call off campaign events in Florida and Arizona, although he will still travel to those states and to Texas this week to meet with the Republican governors. Johns Hopkins University says the United States, Brazil, Russia, and India currently have the most cases. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Democrats failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a measure that would have reversed the Education Department's tough policy on loan forgiveness for students misled by for-profit colleges. It marks a victory for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, whose policy on student loan forgiveness was in jeopardy after Congress voted to reverse it in March. It now remains in place and will fully take effect July 1st. A statement from the Education Department says it looks forward to implementing a rule that protects students from fraud, treats higher education institutions fairly, and protects taxpayers. Several Minneapolis City Council members who have received death threats following their calls to defund the police after the death of George Floyd have now been assigned private security details, reportedly costing the city over $4,500 a day in taxpayer dollars. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a proposal to eliminate the city's police department, initiating steps toward establishing a new holistic approach to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Major League Baseball is set to come back with a bang next month as Gerrit Cole could make his New York Yankees debut and a tasty opening day treat for fans facing Juan Soto and the World Series champion Washington Nationals in D.C. Major League Baseball will start a 60-game season on July 23rd or 24th. The schedule calls for clubs to play 10 games each against their four division opponents. There'll be 20 interleague games, with Major League Baseball intending for East, West, and Central clubs to stay in their region to save on travel. The Rolling Stones are threatening President Donald Trump with legal action for using their songs at his rally despite numerous cease and desist orders. The Stones said in a statement that their legal team is working with music rights organization BMI to stop their material in Trump's re-election campaign. The Stones also said if Donald Trump disregards the exclusion and persists, he will face a large lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed. The Stones had complained during Trump's 2016 campaign about the use of their music to fire up his conservative base. Other artists have complained about having their music associated with Trump events. The family of the late rock musician Tom Petty said that it's issued a cease and desist order after Trump used the song I Won't Back Down in Tulsa. Grammy Award-winning musician Neil Young lashed out at Trump in 2018 after hearing one of his songs played against his wishes during Trump's pre-midterm campaign rallies. For USA Radio News, John Hunt.